Hey, you. Thanks for coming to visit me. I know the hospital isn't exactly the most exciting place to spend your Saturday afternoon. They keep me cooped up in here all day. There's never anything good on TV either. I think the boredom will take me before the illness does. What? Sorry. It was a joke. But really, I am really happy you came to see me. Can we go outside? The weather is so nice, and I could really use some fresh air. Even though the rest of this place is dreary, there's a beautiful courtyard. I know what the doctor said, but come on. I never get to leave this stupid bed anymore. Please? 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 Yes! Alright, can you bring a wheelchair from over there? It's in the corner. Thank you. Oh, it's so nice to feel the sun against my skin again. And I missed fresh air so much. Hey, look over there. That shade looks really nice. We just stop there and rest. Come on. We can get comfy and relax and enjoy this time together. So, there's something I need to tell you. There's this operation, and the doctors want to do it tomorrow. To be honest, no, it doesn't look good. The chances that the operation will work are pretty slim. I know, I'm not supposed to be up, but how can I not hug you when you're making that face? That face, that one right there. You're doing it again. You're looking down. When you look down, all you can see is your own little circle of misery. I know, because for the longest time, that's all I ever did too. I looked down, and I saw this frail, sick body, and I hated it. I hated all of it. I hated this stupid illness that made me this way. I hated the fact I couldn't hang out with my friends. I hated the fact that I couldn't even walk without someone else's help. But then you came along. But you came along and showed me that there's more to see when I stop looking down. You showed me that when I look up, I can see all the beauty that life has to offer. I can see the perfect blue sky. I can see the puffy white clouds. I can feel the sun shining down on my face. I can see you. When I look up, I can see that there's more to life than the unfortunate circumstances I might be stuck in. That's why I need you to look up too. I need you to see this beauty with me. You help me see it, and I'm gonna make sure you see it too. And that's why I'm going to go through with operation. Before, I probably would have wondered, what's the point? Why should I prolong the inevitable? What's the point of continuing this pathetic existence bound to a hospital bed? But things have changed. Things have changed, and I see a lot more than I did back then. For the first time ever, I can't wait to see what tomorrow has to bring. I can't wait to live another day with you. If there's even the slightest chance that I could spend just one more day with you, I will do whatever it takes. I don't care how unlikely it is that the operation will succeed. You show me that there's more to life than my misery, and I will fight every step of the way to experience more of this beautiful life. I will fight every step of the way to spend even just one more moment with you. And that's why I need you to keep looking up, so we can move forward together. I'm glad you understand. Now, let's head back. Visiting hours are almost over, and I do not want to get yelled at by the nurses again. Why'd I get yelled at at the first time? Well, I might have snuck out a while back to buy this. It's a necklace. I want you to have it. So now, every time you give in to the temptation to look down, you'll be reminded of me, your silly girlfriend who insisted you look up instead.